You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Some good news yesterday. Some not-so-good news yesterday for the Indianapolis Colts, and a weird cabal of Colts fans very, very disappointed by other news yesterday for the Colts. This is Breakfast with Kent. I'm Kent Sterling. It is Thursday, October 20th, I think, or is it the 21st, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. You got to call Dr. Mike O'Neill and make an appointment. He's your guy. He is going to help you take great care of your teeth. 317-849-2933 is the number. Quentin Nelson practiced yesterday. That's a really good thing. T.Y. Hilton didn't practice yesterday. That's not such a good thing. Braden Smith didn't practice yesterday. Good morning, Justin. Here's the thing. Justin Blackmon was limited yesterday. Blackmon listed on the injury report with an Achilles. The team is waiting for results of tests, trying to figure out what is going on with Justin Blackmon. Good morning. This is not good news. Justin Blackmon is a key to that defense. You've got DeForest Buckner, you've got Darius Leonard, you've got Justin Blackmon. Those are the critical guys at the three levels for this defense. And without Justin Blackmon, you're going to put a safety in the game during important downs, all downs. So, yeah, important. And, wow, what's going to happen on the back end of that defense? We'll see. We'll learn more today about the disposition of Justin Blackmon. Quiddy Pay did not practice. Darius Leonard didn't practice, but that's routine. Pay still with a hamstring, but he didn't tweak it on Sunday. They're just resting that thing, giving it a chance to heal. Tyquan Lewis and Kamoko Touré, they didn't practice either. Not worried about Tyquan Lewis. Very worried about Kamoko Touré. We'll see what goes on Sunday night. Speaking of Sunday night, did you know that the last JB will suit up, we'll hope he does, limited? That makes you think, well, hey, he got a pretty good chance, right? But we don't know. We have no idea. The last loss to the 49ers was the game that Jim Mora went haywire. Tim Bragg of RTV6, you've seen the clip a million times, asked about the playoffs. The Colts were on their way to a 6-10 record. Jim Mora was on his way to getting fired. And Tim Bragg asked about the playoffs. And Jim Mora said, playoffs? 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 You want to talk about playoffs? Great moment, both for Tim Bragg and for Jim Mora. Nobody has sliced up more audio cuts for NFL broadcasts and humorous bits in the NFL than Jim Mora. Jim Mora was fantastic at that, a much better guy at providing audio than he was as a football coach, at least a football coach for the Indianapolis Colts. Although 13-3 in 1999, not bad. Jimmy Garoppolo's passer rating for the last four games, the four games he's played this year. Good morning, David. Here they are, 124.2, where he looked like he was the guy who led the 49ers to the Super Bowl, right? Then the next week, he's 100.6. Then week three, he's 87.2. Then week four, he's 79.1. Recession of his ability to play. We'll see what he's going to look like on Sunday. Trey Lance did not practice yesterday. Jimmy Garoppolo, he was limited. If you don't have Lance up on Sunday and Garoppolo gets hurt, do you know who the quarterback is going to be for the 49ers? The great Nate Sudfeld from Indiana University would be the quarterback for the 49ers. And I'm telling you, Colts got a good chance to win that game with Nate Sudfeld under center. They're going to be all right. It's right now it looks like Garoppolo because Lance didn't practice. So that tells you something. Jacob Eason, I'm telling you, this is the weirdest thing. There are so many people in the city of Indianapolis, or at least if it's not so many, if it's a small sect of people, which I think it is, they're loud in their support of Jacob Eason. Jacob Eason yesterday claimed by the Seattle Seahawks, and people have gone haywire. People flooding the comments section of this channel. You know, Jacob Eason never got a chance. Why would he get a chance? What did he do to earn a chance? He's got a terrific arm. If you watched him in camp, you saw him ploddingly go through his reads. No. And defensive ends are running by him. They wouldn't run by him in games, right? He's wearing a red jersey, so you can't hit him. The guy would have been in a hospital had defensive ends been allowed to hit Jacob Eason during practices. Good morning, Bobby. Eason's attitude all over his face. I don't know about that. Some guys just look kind of laconic. You know, to me, watching at camp every day, Sam Ehlinger looked like a guy who could play quarterback, who is a quarterback. Jacob Eason looked like a guy who throws a football, a beautiful football. There's a difference between those two things. But it is just odd, the anger with which Jacob Eason fans express themselves to the media. It's just strange. Bizarre. And here's the reason, according to Frank Reich, that they decided not to keep Eason. Because Ehlinger is capable of running an offense. It's very similar to Carson Wentz and Brett Hundley. And Eason is not. Those guys are both mobile. Ehlinger is mobile. Eason is not mobile. So there you go. It was that simple. So Sunday night, the Colts take on the 49ers. If the Colts win against the 49ers and the Titans lose against the Chiefs, Colts, they're a game back facing the Titans on Halloween at Lucas Oil Stadium. If they win that game and the game this Sunday night, they got a chance to tie for first. So it's important. If you lose this weekend and the Titans somehow win against the Chiefs, you're dead. You're three games back. And that's a tall mountain to climb, especially after the Titans would have beaten both the Bills and the Chiefs. So there you go. Pacers last night, losers 123-122. My God almighty, had a 23-point lead in the third quarter. They looked great. They hit 10 of their first 19 three-point shots. Unbelievable. Chris Duarte in his first action for the Pacers in the NBA, 27 points, setting the record for a rookie debut in the NBA for the Pacers with that 27 points. The first rookie to start an opener since Jamal Tinsley 20 years ago. Duarte was terrific. I've told you and told you and told you and told you that Duarte was going to be the NBA Rookie of the Year, and he sure looked like it last night. He was terrific. 6 of 9 from beyond the arc. And I'm not going to say it was an effortless 27 points, but it was a smooth 27, wasn't it? He didn't take shots that weren't there. He didn't force stuff. He plays at the pace of the game, both on defense and offense. I thought he looked terrific last night. Sabonis looked really good last night with 33 and 15. Brogdon kind of came alive in the fourth quarter. He was pretty good. Pacers outscored 33 to 13 in the third. Look, when a team and all teams in the NBA are going to ramp up their energy level at some point, they're down 23. They're not going to fold and get blown out by 40 in a home opener. So you knew the Hornets were going to come with something. You have got to match that level of aggression or intensity, or you wind up getting outscored 33-13 in the third quarter. That's the way it goes. You have a blessed day. Thank you very much. Gordon Hayward, 27 last night for the Hornets. He is annoying to me. Gordon Hayward walks all the time. You can call it a Euro step or whatever, but if you're on the right side of the lane, you pick up the ball and you run and make a reverse layup. There's no way to do that without traveling. It's absurd. I thought the officiating last night was a debauched level of officiating and in the favor of the Hornets. I just thought it was terrible last night. There were calls, and one on Duarte that I thought was pathetic. And it might have been Hayward just lowered his shoulder and blew right through Duarte. That's crazy. Sabonis, you know what? Sabonis, after the game last night, said that is all Rick Carlisle talked about, was that for this thing to work, Sabonis and Miles, they need to get outside the arc and they need to be able to knock down shots. Sabonis with 4 threes made last night, 4 threes. He hadn't done that in a game since he was a rookie with the Oklahoma City Thunder, when he was used in an entirely different way. Domas Sabonis, good last night. Duarte, really good last night. I thought that Lamb looks like the part, at least after the opener, that doesn't fit really well with this Rick Carlisle kind of five-out offensive system. Brandon says the Titans aren't a good football team. Hey, Derrick Henry, you know what? They got a lot of pieces hurt, the Titans do. Derrick Henry is the best football player in the world right now. There is nobody close. He runs over you, and he runs past you, and that's really tough. Lamb just needs to keep shooting and try to keep his confidence. You know what? Jeremy Lamb is never going to have a crisis of confidence. He will go New Jack City anywhere on the floor and at any time, and that's fine. Good morning, David. That's fine. I like Jeremy Lamb. Good basketball player, instant offense for the second unit. But you know what? I didn't think when he was on the floor, he kind of stood out as the one who was not like the others. I liked a lot of things, obviously. The first half was terrific, and the second half was good once as they got up by 23, and then it all went to hell in a handcart because you have got to match intensity, like I said. That's just the way basketball is. The final foul on Torrey Craig was a garbage call, just terrible. Carlisle, his rotation, only 8. Why only 8? Because he's got 8 guys he believes he can win with. That's why only 8. That's the only reason, only 8. You're not there to gift guys minutes. This isn't junior high basketball, where you don't know who's going to play varsity at the high school level, so you play a lot of guys. This is the NBA. And if you haven't shown a coach that you can be a part of a winning kind of franchise and a winning effort, you're not going to play. And that's the way it is. And that's what Rick Carlisle sees. And that's why Rick Carlisle did what he did last night. Do you think Frank the Great and the guys will get Taylor the ball a few more times? I hope so. Got to get Jonathan Taylor running, right? He is your most dynamic offensive football player. And if you don't get Jonathan Taylor the football 20 to 25 times in a game, regardless of the circumstance, you're out of your mind. You just aren't processing information clearly. You're trying to out-clever your opponent. Don't out-clever your opponent. Out-perform your opponent. Give the ball to your most dynamic player. Let him play. Hopefully, T.Y. Hilton, by the end of the week, is able to go and can go on Sunday, because even at 80% of what T.Y. Hilton normally is, he requires the respect of the defense. So there you go. This was interesting. I ran across this yesterday about Marvin Harrison. All right, how consistent was Hall of Fame wide receiver Marvin Harrison, who played his entire career for the Colts? He is the all-time leader in seasons with 50 catches, 500 receiving yards, and 5 receiving TDs. He did it 11 times. Next best is 8, Gary Clark and Larry Fitzgerald. That's how consistent Marvin Harrison was. He was tremendous, and that speaks to work ethic and being healthy. You can't put together those kinds of numbers without being up. And he worked his ass off, right, with Peyton Manning, his quarterback. Had Manning for almost his entire career, first two seasons with Harbaugh and kind of a few other guys as Harbaugh kind of played his way out of favor. One thing that I thought was really, really funny yesterday, Bears cornerback Jalen Johnson was late to Halas Hall on Tuesday by 1 minute and fined $2,745. We know this because he posted the letter announcing the fine on Instagram, and he said, "This shit crazy, bruh. Walked in, turned 816, as it turned 816, and they tax me like this?" Yeah, late's late. When you're late, you're late. Hold people accountable for being late. 816 is not 815. This is the way life works. Because if 816 is late, but you don't find a guy, then 817 comes in, 818, and all of a sudden, everybody's 10 minutes late. It's ridiculous. Being on time is important. So be on time. I know that the Bentleys can get stacked out there on Western Avenue in Lake Forest. I know that can happen. You know, the Ferraris and the Porsches and the Bentleys and the Maseratis and the Lotuses. But hey, let's go. If you're on time, you're late. Get there early. Get there because you love it, not because you're going to be later on time. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great John Doherty celebrating a birthday today. Jeff Degler, Mark Driscoll, Lawrence Candelaria, Cindy Frost, Danny Burnside, Jay Rio, Zach Bell, Lawrence Gogginsel, Todd Colombe. Happy birthday, the great Jim Hammond, the great Kim Winburn celebrating a birthday, Lindsay Davis, and Josh Weichel. Great Josh Weichel celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. We do not know at this moment whether Blackman is in or out. We know he was limited yesterday with an Achilles. As we learn more, we will clue you in. Oh, by the way, Noah Clowney has changed his announcement date to November 1st, decided that he didn't want to compete with the NFL and do it on a Sunday on Halloween. Yes, there you go. Of course. We will talk to you. Man, the Colts really need to address wide receiver this offense. Sad that T.Y. is still our most dynamic wide receiver. Yes and yes. You know, and that's partially the responsibility of Ryan Grigson, who failed in bringing in kind of a competent number two, and Chris Ballard, who has, you know, Michael Pittman's terrific, but behind him, who? We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. Cannot wait to talk to you a little bit later this afternoon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.